That song brings back memories. I can remember my first trip on the chain bus. Went to from the Harris County Jail to a unit called French Robertson here in Texas. And I wasn't going to stay there long. I was just there in transit. But where the bus unloads, there's a big sign there about 6 feet wide and about 8 feet tall. And it says, "Welcome to the jungle." Hey, this is Rodney Mathers. How are you today? Glad you could be with us here on the Journey of Hope. We've got a great program for you today. We have the unstoppable Frankie Picasso. She's an entrepreneur. She's a talk show host. She's written books. She's even managed a world champion kickboxer. We're going to find out the secrets of her success, and we're going to learn how to apply them to our life on this edition of the Journey of Hope with Rodney Mathers. Hey everybody, I just want to give you a heads up on what's coming up in the next few weeks right here on the Journey of Hope. In the next couple of weeks, we have a two-part series with Eileen Dillon, and you want to be sure and tune in for those two very special interviews. The following week, we have Miss Sally Marks, and then to finish out the month of December, we have Tom Van Deck coming on board to talk about some things that I think you're going to find very interesting for ex-offenders. That's all coming up the rest of the month of December right here on the Journey of Hope. Hi, and welcome back. We have on the phone with us Frankie Picasso, the unstoppable Frankie Picasso. Frankie is an author and a talk show host and a life coach. And today we're going to talk to Frankie about her book, Midlife Mojo, How to Get Through the Midlife Crisis and Emerge as Your True Self. Frankie, welcome to the Journey of Hope.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Listen, I just want to jump out of the gate here. I've been reading some of your materials, and if we let the problems in our life define us, we're going down the wrong road, aren't we?
Absolutely. You know, I like to say that our past is not our potential, because potential has no bounds. And so all of us have an opportunity to constantly recreate ourselves. There's no failure. It's just delay.
Mm-hmm. And you write about problem-solving skills as a part of being able to experience success in your life. And I was wondering if you could share with us, how do we refine these problem-solving skills?
That's a really good question. One of the areas I like to start with is is self-esteem and self-talk, negative self-talk, because I think a lot of our problems stem from how we feel about ourselves, mm-hmm. and what voice or tape is running in our head. So the first thing to do is listen to that voice, that running tape that tells you you're not good, you're not great enough, you're not this, you're not that. The one that tears you down instead of brings you up.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important to listen to the negative chatter, because once you can identify that and turn that off and bring in a new conversation for yourself, then you're able to look towards a different pattern of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Then start to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We can start to do that. I like to say is listen to a song. It's really very simple. Listen to a song and identify the bass guitar.
Okay.
Identify the drums. Identify the lead guitar. See if you can hear the horn section. And if you can pick each of these, you know, pieces out from the whole, then that's what you do with your mind. Go in now and listen to your mind and hear what it's saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine if you want to close your eyes, imagine that you have stepped into your refrigerator and pulled out some milk. And as you were pouring the milk into your coffee or tea, it spilled all over the counter. Now, before you filter yourself, what immediate tape went on off in your head? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so stupid. You're a dummy. Look what you did. You know, those kinds of very negative words. And so that's how you can start to stop yourself and hear yourself. Once you have identified that, ask yourself, whose voice am I hearing? Because we all speak with an intonation. So it may not be your voice. It may be the voice of a parent or a teacher or somebody who bullies, somebody who you know, had a lot of attention or meant a lot to you at some point in your life, maybe in childhood usually, that influenced you. Mm-hmm. And whatever it was, their criticisms went into your subconscious and you took that as fact. So once you've identified it and asked, whose voice am I listening to, then ask yourself one more question. Do I believe it? Mm-hmm. Do I believe that this is me?
Mm-hmm. Hey, this kind of leads into my next question, and that is, and I saw that you wrote about this. Are there people, I kind of already know how you're going to answer this, but I want my listeners to hear this. Are there sure. people in life that are just lucky because of circumstances, or are they successful because they've made themselves successful? How do you address that?
Well, I totally believe that luck is self-luck, and that they chose the route that they wanted to take, and they chose the happiness that they asked for themselves. So I'd like to talk about, instead of staying in default, choose the life you want to live. Opportunities come to every one of us. Every single one of us get the same opportunities. What happens, though, is that some people act on them. And I can, and I'll tell you that this is true, because I bet you that you've been to a party, or whoever's listening has been to a party or in a room full of people, and somebody brought up an idea. And maybe one or two people, including yourself, said, hey, I had that idea when I was 10 years old or 16 years old or even 40 years old. I had that idea. The thing was, they didn't act on it. Mm-hmm. I think that there's this world consciousness pool of ideas that we can all tap into. Mm-hmm. And it's just some people will run with it and some people won't. It has nothing to do with if you have money to do it. It's really about confidence and believing in your own abilities.
And you've had some firsthand.
What you attract to yourself is what you believe. So if you look at your life and you look around your life and you're saying, gee, this is what I've got here, that's your belief structure. If you want something different, you've got to change. You've got to change that.
And you've had some firsthand experience, and I need you to explain this to me a little bit. You were a manager for a world champion kickboxer?
I managed a world kickboxing. He was a welterweight kickboxing champion. He was a 12-time champion. I was his manager, and I was also the first female kickboxing promoter in the world.
Okay. Did you work with him on his confidence, and what was the result of that?
Paul was extremely confident. He knew he was going to win, and we both felt he was going to win right from the outset because that was his mindset. And I understood that because I've always really had any job I wanted because I owned it before I went there. When Paul came to me, it was interesting because we were both musicians, and a mutual friend had introduced us. I was working at the time with a boxing group, and we did not involve fighters who were kickboxers. And my group, you know, Paul came to our group and he said, would you guys be interested in putting on the world championships? And being the purists that they were, they said no. And I said, well, take me to a fight. I'd like to see it. I haven't seen one before. And we went. And it was very exciting. And I knew that I had a champion. This man was a champion. It didn't matter if they were bigger, better, whatever. In his mind, he knew he was going to win. He went to win, and he won. And that's the mindset of a champion. That's the confidence you need to get through life and get the things that you want. If you want them, you'll have them. I'd never put on a world championships before. I certainly had never tried to collect the kind of money it takes. It took about, it was like $200,000 we had to raise in order to put it on for the sponsorships, to pay the purses, to, you know, pay for advertising. But it didn't matter. I knew that I would be able to do it. I thought, yeah, I can do that. Sure. Okay. I'll take that on. And as long as you believe you can do it, you can achieve it.
So there are two tangible examples of what the right kind of thinking in terms of confidence can do for you. I want to switch.
Confidence is everything. And if you don't have it, fake it until you make it. And that's in my book. My book is all about, it says it's, you know, it's a how to get through the midlife crisis. But what it really is a prescription for change. And, you know, I chose an audience because I was in midlife and I thought, okay, let's address this. But really, change is change, and it doesn't matter if you're 20 years old, 16 years old, or 70 years old. There's a methodology for change, and the first step is to think it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to think about it, and then you got to, you know, think, feel, be, act, and do. Those are the five steps. Think, feel, be, act, and do. And part of those steps means fake it until you make it, because, you know, you want to walk around like a champion. You want to put in your head, feel what a champion would feel like. What would it? How would they dress? How would they walk? Model their behavior, and that's the act until you do part.
Mm-hmm.
And after this part,
eventually it'll come to you.
It will come to you. You feel their emotions. Feel the emotions. But the, you know, what would it feel like? Wow, I'd feel strong. I'd feel successful. I'd feel happy. So you need to walk around with those feelings.
Well, you mentioned happy. You mentioned happy, and Frankie, that's the next thing I wanted to ask you about. The self-esteem component is large in the things that you're talking about here, and I'm just wondering, what would be your advice, given the audience that we have here, about staying happy when you're continually getting the thumbs down from people in job searches and relationships, and, you know, having a big felony on your back, it's a hard hurdle to jump. So what advice would you have about maintaining happiness as you go through this?
That's a great question, but I'm going to just tell you a little bit about my background. One thing that you don't know is that very early on, before I went to college, actually, I worked with John Howard Society, and my job was to get people jobs who were going to go on parole, but they weren't on parole yet.
Mm-hmm.
The obstacle was that if I could get them a job, they could get parole.
Okay.
So I had to go to employer and say, well, this guy's still in jail, but you know what? He's going to be able to get on parole if you can hire him. So that I was pretty successful at doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that, you know, is, again, the confidence to say, these are people just like you and I who made a mistake. And, you know, they did their time and they're going to get through it. And they're going to move on and become successful people in society. So when everybody is giving you the thumbs down, you got to find happiness within yourself. That's where it comes from. And you need to be around people who support that. And if they don't support it, if it's your friends, if it's the people, whoever it might be, family, whatever, you need to remove yourself from them if they manipulate you out of your choice to happiness. People, it will scare other people. You being happy will scare them. They won't understand why are you happy. They won't understand why you would want to be successful. They're going to be afraid because their life is going to change because of your actions. So just understand that it's your choice, and it comes from within inside each of us. Just choose. Today I'm going to be happy. I'm going to have a positive thought. I'm going to have a positive experience. And no matter what anybody does to me, I am committed. And that's a big word, committed to my own happiness.
You also mention in your writing about divine purpose. How do we identify what that divine purpose is for us?
That's a great question. You know, I believe that each of us does come here with our own purpose. I think we're spiritual beings having an earthly experience, and part of that is feeling and doing and understanding emotions, being positive and negative, having the kinds of experiences that we're having here. And we can't have that on the other side because it's just too perfect. So we have to experience that in the classroom of Earth. But it's all a learning, and it all goes And I think we all have a path that we take, and all of that experience gets added to that. So our purpose is not, though, to live from 9 to 5 and go to work or be in jail or whatever it is. Our purpose is to use the gifts and the talents that we have, that we came here with, and be happy. It really is. Our purpose is to be happy, to live with joy and enjoy, and that's where we have to find ourselves.
You've also talked about just starting over, and you've kind of addressed this already, but maybe we can kind of expand on it just a little bit. What does starting over mean in terms of how we think and what we do in our everyday existence, in our day-to-day lives?
I'm going to quote something for you. Dr. Zeus.
Great.
Dr. Zeus. He said, you have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes, and you can steer yourself any direction you choose. And that's from his "Oh, the Places We Can Go." It's brilliant.
Sums it up, doesn't it?
And you're gonna have to give me your question again. I just lost it through Dr. Zeus.
No, that's okay. Dr. Zeus, the soothsayer, Dr. Zeus.
Dr. Zeus, yeah. You know, opportunities. I wanted to talk about commitment.
Okay, do that.
The difference between trying and commitment. Because I say that trying is lying. Trying is like having a back door out and saying, maybe I'll do it and maybe I won't. Commitment is making a vow with yourself that you're going to fulfill a promise to yourself. And it's a huge difference. It's a big gap. If I said to you, you know, grab a pencil and try to throw it on the ground. Mm-hmm. If that pencil ended up on the ground, you did not try to throw it. You threw it. And if it's still in your hand, then you didn't try. You didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So there's no trying. There's doing or not doing. So commitment really is about making this promise. Now, a lot of us, myself included, have what we call underlying automatic commitments that mm-hmm. sometimes we don't even know about. Mm-hmm. That means somewhere deep inside us, if our conscious mind is saying, well, I really want to go straight, I really do, I really don't want to ever do stuff like this again, but you find yourself in trouble, then you're committed to a different outcome. Somewhere in your subconscious, you're committed to a different outcome than the one that your conscious mind wants. And so if you understand that, then you can go to somebody, a therapist or a coach or a friend, anybody, and say, help me figure this out. Why would I be committed to this outcome? What is the benefit for me to be in trouble all the time or unhappy all the time? Where's the benefit for me in that? Or overweight or, you know, angry. Where's the benefit? How do I benefit from that? Because it's not really what I want, but it must be because I keep going there.
Yeah, I really like that. It's kind of another way of approaching the idea of consequence. That's excellent. And I know that you write about that in your book. Frankie, how can people get in touch with you and get a hold of your book?
Great, thank you. You can go to my website, www.unstoppablefrankiepicasso.com, and my email is coachpicasso@rogers.com. And my book you can get from my website. If you like, you can get an autographed copy from me there, or you can go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble online and order it from there. And I just want you to know that I do understand about starting over. But 7 years ago, I was in a motorcycle accident, and I had broken both femurs, hip, pelvis, femur, tibia, everything. Every bone below my waist I broke. And I had a great job with the government, and I was on a dragon boat team, and I was in a band. I was a drummer in a blues band, and I had a marriage, and I had a house, and I had kids, and the whole bit. I lost absolutely everything except my kids. Mm-hmm. And you know, my marriage went down the tubes. I was in the hospital for 5.5 months. The band broke up. I used to belong to 3 motorcycle clubs, which I couldn't ride anymore. And so everything in my life was taken away from me that held a lot of joy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized in that hospital for so long that you're not those things. I'm not the job that I had. I'm not the car that I drive. I'm not the, you know, the drummer in the band or the dragon boat or any of those things, even the mother. What I am is a human being who needs to define themselves by their heart, really.
Well, I think that...
And that's how I became unstoppable.
Frankie, I think that the information in your book is a must-read for ex-offenders. The Unstoppable Frankie Picasso, her book is called Midlife Mojo, How to Get Through Midlife Crisis and Emerge as Your True Self. Thank you, Frankie, for being here.
Thank you so much, Rodney. It's my pleasure, and I hope everybody enjoys the show.
My name is Rodney Mathers. We'll be right back after this on The Journey of Hope. Hey, I just want to remind you how you can get in touch with me. You can always catch me on the comment section of the Podbean page, or you can email me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. That's mathersrodney@yahoo.com. Don't want to know your last name or what you did to end up in prison. Just want to hear from you and see how you're doing, and I promise you I'll write you right back, let you know how I'm doing too, okay? Drop me a line. Well, that's about all we have time for. I want to encourage you to follow Frankie's links that I have posted up there, the Unstoppable Frankie Picasso. I want to thank you for being here today. And I want to remind everybody of something. If God is for you, who can be against you? We've got some great shows coming up, so you want to be sure and stay tuned for those. And we'll see you next time right here on Journey of Hope.